In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As Jesus rode on his colt and donkey into Jerusalem, coming down from the Mount of Olives, the crowd that went before and the crowd that went after, taking palm branches from the trees and placing their cloaks on the road, said, "Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Hosanna in the highest." And when Jesus, in the account of his crucifixion, dies, the temple curtain is torn in two, and Jesus says, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." The centurion said, "Certainly this man was innocent." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is a twofold focus for our day. Both Palm Sunday and Good Friday. Palm Sunday, the palms, the cloaks, the colt, the hosannas. Good Friday, the thorns, and the cross, and crucify. You see, today is not only Palm Sunday, it's also called in the church year the Sunday of the Passion. Now, just to remind you, as we begin Holy Week, remember the things that happened this week in history? Remember Palm Sunday when Jesus comes in upon the colt and the donkey to the hosannas, waving up the palm branches as the disciples quote Psalm 118, Jesus comes into the holy city. Recall that on Monday, the very next day, after Sunday night spending time with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus in Bethany, Lazarus, who he had just recently raised from the dead, Monday Jesus comes and cleanses the temple, drives out the money changers, and drives the animals out of the temple courts. Tuesday and Wednesday of Holy Week, he's in the temple courts, which were acres and acres of place and pavement outside around the temple, teaching people, praying with people on Tuesday and Wednesday. Then Monday, Thursday, the day of the Passover, when Jesus gathered for the Passover with his disciples, institutes the new Passover of the Lord's Supper, Holy Communion, after which they go to the Garden of Gethsemane where he prays, sweats drops of blood, is betrayed by Judas and denied by Peter, and goes to a trial before Herod and Caiaphas and Pilate. And then early Friday morning, he is crucified at 9 o'clock in the morning. At noon, it goes dark. At 3 o'clock, he dies. It is finished. And all day Saturday, his body rests on the Sabbath in the tomb. And on Easter Sunday, he is raised glorious, which we will celebrate next Sunday. These are the most important events in all of history. The Holy Week is indeed the holiest week of the year. And that's why we are gathered here around Word and Sacrament. And so today, let us first consider Palm Sunday, the green of the palms, and the hosannas, which means save us. And then let us briefly consider Good Friday, the thorns and the cross, and the words crucify. And then ask ourselves, what does the Passion of the Christ and Holy Week mean to me? So let's briefly consider, first of all, as we say, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord on Palm Sunday to be crucified on Good Friday. What is the meaning of Palm Sunday and the palms and the colt and the hosannas? Jesus is coming down from Bethany and Bethphage, two little towns up on the Mount of Olives, olive trees everywhere. And you're looking right down in the Temple Mount. There is the temple right in front of you. As they're at this little town of Bethany and Bethphage, the town nearby, they're about to go down the road about 2 miles to the temple. There's a small church at Bethphage along this road. And there's a hole in the floor of the church. And you can look down below the floor of the church and see the first century street and stones there. And they have a stone there that they say Jesus used that as a stepping stone, and from that he climbed onto the colt. Well, whether or not that's the actual stone, the first century road is there. And it was from there that he would go down to the temple courts, down the road, and sends his disciples ahead, and they find a colt that no one had ever ridden on this colt. This colt had been reserved for Jesus alone. The people begin to praise God as Jesus is entering down this road into the temple. And because they wanted to honor this event, they took their coats off and threw them on the ground, took the palm branches and waved them, threw them on the ground as well. And Jesus had a royal carpet of coats and palm branches so that he could enter in complete humility to come into the holy city. And the people know what's happening. They know a messianic fulfillment is taking place. They sing the psalm that we just chanted from Psalm 118. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna! Hosanna to God in the highest. This psalm was one of the Song of Ascents. They memorized these psalms and they sang them as they would come up to worship as pilgrims coming up to the temple. And so they're singing these, realizing this is being fulfilled now. Blessed is that king who comes in the name of the Lord. That's Jesus. Heaven has now come to earth. It's amazing how similar the words that they sang are to the words that the angels sang, the Gloria at Christmas Eve when they said, Glory be to God in the highest, earth, peace, goodwill toward man. Here, heaven has come to earth. Praise to God in heaven and upon earth. And the teacher and his disciples hear the crowds crying out as they should, Hosanna, and that means save us. So that is the cry of Palm Sunday, Hosanna, which is the Hebrew word for save us. Save us from what? From sin and from death and from hell. Save us, Hosanna. He's entering into Jerusalem, this holy city, to die and to be raised again. They sing with joyful and loud voices as we sing the liturgy and the hymns today with our hearts filled with joy for the miracles they had seen. The most prominent miracle that happened right before Holy Week was the astounding raising of Lazarus from the dead. Many people saw this miracle. Recall that Jesus, as Mary and Martha were weeping over their dead brother Lazarus, and Jesus said, He's the resurrection and the life, and he gave proof of that when he went to the tomb, told them to roll the stone away, and said, Lazarus, come forth, and Lazarus comes out like a mummy, still wrapped in the burial cloths, release him. And to their astonishment, they saw Lazarus raised from the dead. Everyone was talking in Jerusalem about this mighty miracle that Jesus had done. And so they praise him with their hosannas. And this had all been planned. It was divinely necessary that it happen this way. And so today we join in the hosannas with the crowds. Lord, save us, save me. But something else is going to happen this week. And that's why today's also called the Sunday of the Passion, which means suffering. Good Friday was coming, and that wasn't going to mean palms. It was going to mean thorns and a cross. And they weren't going to say Hosanna. They were going to say crucify. As Jesus, during the events of Good Friday, comes before Herod and Pilate and Caiaphas, they bring Jesus and they call him this man. We're bringing you this man. He's misleading the people. He's telling people not to pay their taxes to Caesar. All of that was a lie. All of it was lies. But Jesus was standing there silently as the Lamb of God, as the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. He was the King of the Jews and the Gentiles. And though they mocked him and put splendid clothes on him, and though they spit on him and put a crown of thorns on him, it's fascinating to know that in the Gospel accounts, almost every single thing the unbelievers say about him is actually true. They mean it in disgust. But it is actually true. He was a Galilean. He was born in Bethlehem in Judea, but he was raised in Nazareth in Galilee. He was the Christ of God. He didn't come to save himself. He came to save others. They mock him. You can't save yourself. How are you going to save others? Jesus did not come to save himself. He did come to save others. He was the chosen one. At baptism, the Father said, This is my beloved Son. At the Transfiguration, This is my Son. He was the chosen one. They accused him of being the chosen one. He actually was. He was, Jesus, God along with his Father, the Son of God in eternity. But he was also true man. The body of Christ would physically die and physically be raised for us and for our salvation. How is it now that instead of Hosanna, there is crucify? Because Jesus came to save. Not to save himself, but to save us. And the only way that was going to happen was him being crucified in our place. As the second Adam, dying the death we deserved, one for all. Save us, said the dying thief. One thief mocked him. The other thief said, we're receiving the just punishment from our rewards. This man has done nothing wrong. Lord, remember me in your kingdom. And Jesus says, today you will be with me in paradise. Along with this thief we say, save us, Lord. Pilate said, there's no guilt in this man. And he was right. Jesus was the second Adam. He was holy and without sin. Pilate said, I found him innocent of all charges. That's right. He was innocent. He is our justification and our atonement because the innocent one died for us guilty ones. Pilate went further. He said, this man has done nothing evil. And that's exactly right. Jesus perfectly kept the first and second table of the law, loving the Lord his God with heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving his neighbor as himself. What was happening was this. The just one was dying for the guilty ones as our substitute. The reason why he allowed the crucifies is because this is why he came. The Son of Man came not to save his life, but to lose it for the remission of our sins. Jesus knew about the Hosannas, but he also knew about the crucifies. Now, it's fine to talk about Palm Sunday and about Good Friday, and we're going to focus on all these events during Holy Week and encourage you to come to these divine services. But the question for you and me is, what does Holy Week mean for me? What does the Passion of the Christ mean for you? It means this. Jesus, the Holy One, died for all of us unholy ones. One for all, once for all. We are unholy. He is holy. He died in our place. Judgment Day is coming. Jesus talked about, you're doing this now when the wood is green, when Jesus is alive. What's going to happen when it's dry kindling, meaning on Judgment Day? Jesus already bore our judgments. So when the fire of God's wrath comes, Christ is our righteousness, and our judgment has been removed through Christ's death. Jesus said amazingly to the soldiers who were crucifying him, isn't this amazing? People are putting nails in his hands and his feet. And while they are doing it, he's saying, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. That's you and me. We know not what we do when we fall into sin. Jesus says the same thing to you and me. Father, forgive them, you and me, for they know not what they do. He saved others. He cannot save himself. That's right. He gave his blood, the blood of atonement for us, not for himself. He is the chosen one, the king. In him we are declared God's kings, priests in his kingdom. Justified by grace, we have been chosen by God in eternity to come to faith in Christ. We are kings and priests in his kingdom. He is the only true king for all. And we join the same words of the thief. Countless Christians on their deathbed have said the same thing as the thief. Jesus, remember me in your kingdom. Jesus said to the thief on the cross, and he says to me and you, today, through faith in him, you will be with me in paradise. And paradise in the Bible is a picture of the new Garden of Eden, the new paradise of heaven, this beautiful garden where we walk with Jesus. Today, you will be with me in paradise. And countless Christians have also spoken the words Jesus spoke, just like Stephen did, the first martyr. When that temple curtain had been torn in two, and Jesus said, the work is finished and completed of saving the world and being the sacrifice in their place. He says, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit, and he breathed his last. On our deathbed, we will say the same thing. Father, through the mercy of my Lord Jesus Christ, I commit into your hands my spirit, and we too will breathe our last through faith in Christ. So this is Palm Sunday. It's also the Sunday of the Passion. We join in loud voices today, praising him for the miracles we have seen, that mankind redeemed by Christ's crucifixion, burial, and resurrection have the pouring out of the Holy Spirit as we are baptized, a miracle. As we hear absolution, a miracle. As we receive Christ's body and blood, a true miracle. As we begin this journey of Holy Week. The centurion who saw this happen said this was truly an innocent man. This was the Son of God we crucified. And amazingly, just as in the Christmas account, his stepfather, Joseph, takes the baby Jesus and wraps him in swaddling cloths of linen. Now a different Joseph of Arimathea takes down the body of Jesus and wraps him in a linen cloth and lays him in the tomb. The one who was laid in a manger, the one who died on the cross, and the one who was laid in the tomb rested on the Saturday Sabbath until his glorious resurrection on the third day, Christ's resurrection on Easter Sunday. In our hosannas today, remembering how our sins crucified him, let us rejoice today that you have salvation from sin, death, and hell through this Lord Jesus Christ. And let us speak together one more time the words that we've said today on Palm Sunday. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, we say it together. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ keep us in true faith unto life everlasting. Amen.